To the US. It's been a long and turbulent relationship, but now, just a day after the midterm elections, President Donald Trump has forced Jeff Sessions to resign from his job as Attorney General. The timing is no surprise. President Trump waited until Americans had cast their votes in the midterm elections. The election saw the Republicans lose control of the House. President Trump has called for bipartisanship, but also issued the Democrats a warning. Sarah Sedgi reports.
In the courtyard of the Justice Department, staff gathered to farewell the now former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. His falling out with the President Donald Trump has been public, and today he delivered his resignation letter at the President's request. It was expected news to former FBI agent Josh Campbell, now an analyst with CNN.
So I don't think any of us are surprised. In fact, I've been talking to some of former colleagues inside the FBI, and one person described it as, you know, as the media prepares obituaries, for example, to have on the shelf. This is what they were expecting with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. One person, though, described this as a very dangerous time, potentially because of the person that they're now bringing in.
President Trump used Twitter to thank Jeff Sessions for his service and announced that Matthew Whitaker, who had been chief of staff to Jeff Sessions, will be acting as Attorney General until a permanent replacement is nominated. But Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer wants Mr. Whitaker to recuse himself from oversight of special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation because of views he shared about the probe before, which was that it could be going too far.
Protecting Mueller and his investigation is paramount. It would create a constitutional crisis if this were a prelude to ending or greatly limiting the Mueller investigation. And I hope President Trump and those he listens to will refrain from that.
Jeff Sessions' departure comes only a day after the midterm elections in the US. The Republican Party has lost control of the House, but has made gains in the Senate. Addressing the media today, President Trump said he wants to work with the Democrats on some issues.
Hopefully we can all work together next year to continue delivering for the American people, including on economic growth, infrastructure, trade, lowering the cost of prescription drugs. These are some of the things that the Democrats do want to work on, and I really believe we'll be able to do that.
But he also warned that if the Democrats use their power in the House to start investigations into him and his administration, that would be a warlike posture. And at the press conference, he once again took aim at members of the media, including a CNN journalist.
Miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN. All right. And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
President Trump also criticized candidates from his party who distanced themselves from campaigning with him.
Sarah Sedgi.